This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weather will affect how much disease pressure we see in 2026. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live.
Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, Daddy, till you get there.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Alabama.
Most of June brought beautiful weather to the state of Iowa, which included some cool and wet nights, and tar spot has already been detected in some fields across the state. However, this week's much hotter temperatures should suppress any additional pressure from tar spot for the time being. Dan Bjorklund, technical agronomist at Landis Cooperative, said the weather will play a huge role in determining what disease pressure we will see this crop season.
The way I look at it is that if it's in the lower leaves, it's there. You got to watch it because, you know, the way this weather's been going, we go from, you know, 50 degree nights and 78 degree days to 95 and 80, and it goes on just right on a dime. So we have no idea what the weather's going to be like in July, but I keep telling individuals that that will determine any kind of disease pressure we have.
Southern rust, which became a huge problem late in the crop season last year, has not been detected.
That has to blow up from the south, and there's no indication that it's even been found in the U.S. yet. So that may not be a problem this year. But I did find quite a bit of gray leaf, and that looks like a rectangular lesion on your leaf. That's the best way to describe it. It looks like a rectangle moving between the veins. And that one likes it hotter. So we're going to keep our eyes on that one. And of course, as we've said before to you, we use Sky Scout to do our monitoring system, and wherever it tells us to go, we go look and report what we see.
Bjorklund added that last year was a great example of why crop scouting is so important. For more information, visit landis.ag. Find this story and more at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.